trying to further squeeze Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The strength of our alliance has endured and is now bigger and stronger than ever.
Vice President Harris standing next to the president of Romania, which is now housing Ukrainian refugees, like Poland, where she went yesterday, greeting some American troops stationed there. As Russia intensifies bombing Ukrainian cities, and a stalled convoy near Kyiv is on the move.
Most worrying among their movements is that their artillery pieces, these howitzers, are now moving into the woods, wooded areas, and getting into firing positions nearby, their guns trained on the capital city.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. The U.S. is ready to punish Russia some more. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live.
President Biden is expected to call on Congress to impose new economic costs to Russia by stripping the Kremlin of favored nation trade status. Removing that most favored designation from Russia would allow the U.S. and allies taking similar steps to impose tariffs on a wide range of Russian products. It does require an act of Congress in the U.S., but is believed to have significant bipartisan support. Congress has approved nearly $14 billion in Ukrainian military and humanitarian assistance, Dave.
Jared, that was part of a massive spending bill the Senate joined the House approving last night to fund our government. 2 years ago, this was the news. COVID declared a pandemic, then President Trump addressed the nation.
And we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings.
On that day, there were only 4,000 global deaths. Now it's over 6 million, maybe more.
The University of Washington's Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation reports that more than 18 million people worldwide may have died from COVID by the end of last year. They say they estimated this by looking at excess death data compiled in 74 countries and dozens of states and provinces.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Wall Street, the market is mixed in what's been a wild up and down week. The Dow is gaining 157 points. The S&P 500 is adding 4, but the NASDAQ has turned now slightly negative, down 35 points. The price of oil's up slightly after coming way down from $130 a barrel earlier this week. It's now around 106. The price of gas up another penny. So AAA's national average for regular now a record 4.33 per gallon. Diesel's up 8 cents to a record 5.13. President Biden is blaming Russia for all that, but Republicans say his green energy policies, de-incentivizing fossil fuel investment, led to a big pre-invasion gas price hike. But last night, the president told a Democratic National Committee event,
"We are increasing oil production with a record productivity. By the end of the year, we will have produced more oil than any time in the last number of years."
A star NFL quarterback who was benched all last season by the Houston Texans amid investigations over alleged sexual misconduct has to deal with that today.
Deshaun Watson is expected to plead the fifth during today's deposition on the advice of his attorney, Rusty Harden. This after Harden sought to delay this hearing until Monday, as a Texas grand jury will hear evidence in the criminal investigation into accusations of sexual assault and misconduct levied against the Houston Texans quarterback today. That grand jury could decide as early as today if a criminal case against Watson will move forward. Meantime, NFL teams are watching and waiting with today's developments, as the Texans QB has become a commodity on the trade market despite 23 civil lawsuits and a criminal probe. probe against him. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Baseball's spring training will finally start this weekend after a long lockout.
I am genuinely thrilled to be able to say that Major League Baseball's back and we're going to play 162 games.
Major League Commissioner Rob Manfred, after owners and players agreed to a new contract, teams now scrambling to sign a few hundred free agents opening days April 7th. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.